Tensions are still high between Israel and Lebanon, 2 days after a deadly border skirmish. On Tuesday, an Israeli decision to prune a tree along its disputed border with Lebanon resulted in an exchange of fire between the two sides. A senior Israeli military officer was killed. Israel says he was shot by a Lebanese sniper. 3 people died on the Lebanese side, 2 soldiers and a journalist. Though it's still not clear exactly what happened, Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Michael Oren, insists it was an unprovoked attack.
This was a routine foliage clearing operation, which we conduct regularly, very similar to the operations that the United States military conducts along the South Korea-North Korean border. And we did it in conjunction with the United Nations forces there. There was a United Nations forces patrol observing the operation, coordinating with the Lebanese army. And I think we have reason to believe that the fact that the Lebanese army was warned in advance gave them time to bring in a Hezbollah news team in a van. They were there to record the murder of our soldiers.
Are you saying, are you implying, or stating outright that this was a premeditated attack on the Israeli soldiers?
Well, we can't say for certain, but the fact that there was a journalist there was a journalist van, there was a journalist killed in the exchange, would tend to indicate that somebody knew about this in advance and wanted to cover it for Hezbollah media. The journalist was a Hezbollah and Hezbollah mediaist from the Al-Manar media network, which is the Hezbollah network. And it seems rather a strange coincidence that in a remote Lebanese village where a sniper is taking aim at an Israeli officer within Israeli territory, that there just happens to be a camera crew there.
So are you saying the Lebanese government tipped off the TV station?
Well, we know that any piece of information that goes to the Lebanese army immediately finds its way into Hezbollah's hands. And I think there are a lot of dots here, and while they can't be connected definitively, conclusively, they would seem to suggest that there was some premeditated and coordinated activity.
This sort of incident jangles nerves on both sides of the border, and it stirs fears of another war between Israel and Lebanon, like the one 4 years ago. Still, Ambassador Oren maintains that there are signs that peace is possible in the region, even though many see it sliding closer to chaos.
I can understand the skepticism. We've had years now of conflict, recent conflict in Gaza, in Lebanon before that, terror. But I would also mention, and it's very important for people to know, that we've now had the quietest year in Israel's history, that an entire year without a terrorist fatality. It's really our first time. And that the economic conditions on the West Bank are excellent. They have a growth rate which is as high as 11%. Imagine that in today's global economy, 11% growth with tens of thousands of new jobs created. The Israeli army has pulled out of major Palestinian cities, and they've been replaced by American-trained Palestinian security forces that are doing an exemplary job. There are many sources for optimism here. That doesn't mean we can be Pollyannish. That doesn't mean we can think, you know, tomorrow peace is going to break out. We still face very formidable challenges. But, again, in that historical perspective, today we are better poised to try to attempt to achieve that peace than perhaps ever before.
I assume a significant part of your job as the Israeli ambassador to the United States is public relations, is to get Israel's message to the American people. And I was struck that you recently actually made an appearance on Comedy Central's Colbert Report. Who are you trying to reach in these media appearances?
I'm trying to reach the people in this country, the people under, say, 25 years old, who don't necessarily listen to the evening news. And who watch Colbert and get a lot of their, you know, their information about what's happening on those stations. Sometimes they watch The Daily Show. I went on The Daily Show as well earlier. And it's not an easy interview, certainly, but I enjoyed it greatly. And I think that Mr. Colbert and I actually had a very fruitful conversation at the end.
But is it that Israel is losing the public relations battle for younger Americans, younger liberal Americans, even younger liberal American Jews?
I think we could do a much better job reaching out to younger liberals, longer American Jews, certainly. I think there's a lot of misinformation out there. For younger American Jews, we have the solution in the form of the Birthright Program, which has taken a quarter of a million young Jews from the United States and around the world for a visit to Israel, and they come back with a certain different perspective once they see Israel firsthand. But it's true. We could do a better job, and yes, we face a very formidable challenge there in reaching out to this group. Overall, though, it has to be stressed that support for Israel in this country is at an all-time high. Roughly 70% of the people of the United States define themselves as pro-Israel.
Michael Oren is Israel's ambassador to the U.S. Ambassador Oren, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
After our interview with Ambassador Oren, we made several attempts to get Lebanese reaction to his allegation that Tuesday's border skirmish was premeditated and coordinated. Lebanon's mission to the United Nations said it could not comment on the ambassador's charges, but the mission did refer us to the complaint Lebanon lodged with the United Nations on Tuesday. It called Israel's actions in a disputed border territory, quote, a flagrant contravention of Lebanese sovereignty and international law. The Lebanese statement said Lebanon had asked that UN personnel, not Israeli troops, prune the tree. It noted that the Lebanese army had fired warning shots over the heads of the work crew, but it said Israel responded to the warning with fire targeted at Lebanese troops.